Fred Film Radio from Bergamo Film Meeting, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 42nd Bergamo Film Meeting. I'm glad to be joined by Cristian Oliveira, director of Atechea Musica Pare, Until the Music is Over, screening in the exhibition competition at the festival. Welcome, or I would say welcome back, Cristian.
Thank you.
As I was reminding you before starting the interview, you were, your voice and your personality and your career at the time was on Fred, because in 2017 you were alumni at Berlinale Talents and you were presenting also Nalu on the Border. So if our listeners are curious, they can listen to yourself talking about your experience and the genesis of your work as a director. But talking about the genesis, what's the genesis of this film that is coming out in Italy also on March 28th with Lo Scrittoio?
Well, I wanted to make a film about ethics with a plot based in love and loss. Mm-hmm. And this was the origin of the project, but it really starts when I heard a story from a friend, and in the life of the grandfather of this close friend of mine, I found elements to work on such issues. Mm-hmm. So the fact that happened in her family was... her family astonishingly find out that her grandfather, a respected Catholic Italian descendant, roadside salesman, was secretly evading taxes through selling decks of playing cards. So he was selling the cards without providing receipts. Mm-hmm. So he this was his best-selling product, but he was very Catholic, and this, all these false moralities we live sometimes in our lives,
yes,
and seeing the political background we were living in Brazil, connected all these ideas, connected somehow in my head, and then I start writing, and then I ask her if she allows me to write about that, and she accepted, and her family received me very well, and I went to the region to make a research about the culture, because it's a very strong culture in the southern Brazil. Mm-hmm. We can still see strong influence from the Italian immigrants in the culture of the southern state of Rio Grande do Sul, where I'm from. So from there on, I started to write this story.
But that's how, let's say, the Italian collaboration started, and the co-production, I mean, all the Italian, let's say, participation to the film.
Yeah. Yeah, we were in Berlinale with my first feature film, as you mentioned it in mm-hmm. the beginning. And it was awarded in the talent project market.
Yeah.
And there we met a German producer. And later she became a partner, and she asked if she could come on board to our next project. And it was her that introduced us to Emanuele, the producer of Solaria Films, based in Rome. And we won a fund that used to have in Brazil for projects that had relations with co-production with Italy.
Yeah.
So this project also took us to the event that happens in Trieste, call it When East Meets West. It's a market event. And there we meet Emanuele in person. So from there on, we started to collaborate and started to submit for funds. And it was a great collaboration. This co-production helped us to work with many Italian talents. like the actor Nicolas Vaporidis,
yes,
and the musician Ginevra Nervi. She did the soundtrack, the original soundtrack of the film, and all the sound design crew. So it was a great collaboration.
Christian, this film is also, as you said, is about love, you know, a long-lasting love, and how can a relationship go on, or how can it break? What are the, let's say, limits to, what are the deal breakers of a relationship, even a long-lasting one?
Yeah, that's a strong question that was along all the process for me and the actors. What is the limit of our tolerance, you know? What can make us give up of someone we love? And in democracy, the size or the gravity of a crime matters, right? So
yes,
the judicial system determines a penalty according to it, according to the size of the crime. But in love relationships, does the gravity of the crime matter? So this is something we ask ourselves about, and we are always dealing with these ethics problems in our daily life. And I think when Chiara, the protagonist, she discovers her husband is doing something that is like, I mean, immoral if we care about the law in Brazil. And we think that she had a son that wants to be a philosophy teacher, and his father could not accept because of the Christian moral, the moral Christian values. And so everything breaks up inside her because it was about false moralities, you know, and it's hard to deal with that when you have a big loss. And you understand that these small acts we have in our daily lives, we can start a bigger movement, you know. And nowadays, I think with this world web system of social network, this spreads a lot very fast, and many lies spread very fast. And we could see since Brexit how this kind of false moralities change the world, right?
And plus, I have to say that the film also explores the different ways we have in mourning, in grief, in processing the loss of someone, because how can you judge the way a mother or a father try to elaborate something that it's the worst thing that could happen to a person, losing a son.
Yeah, and also the couple protagonists, they face it in a very different way,
yes, exactly,
right?
Yeah.
He could not cry, and as the story goes by, we understand he feels a little bit guilty because of what happens. And we start, it's like a puzzle, you know, you go discovering a little bit of what was going on between them and with the son. And then we understand Chiara feel the need to find a new way of living, because she understood the way they were living, she could not stand anymore. So she connects herself to the Nicolas Vaporidis character, and he brings to her a different perspective in life. So she starts to find this new way of living, and I can say it has a relationship with Buddhism, without giving any spoiler, because it's not exactly that, but it's just the beginning of her change. And but in general, I think we need a little bit of ludicism, I don't know, fantasy in our daily lives to face the reality, because the reality is so strong sometimes that we need to find a way to dream again together.
And that's what cinema helps us to do.
Yeah. for me, absolutely.
Yeah, for me
that's
too.
My way.
That's why I sort of jumped in the conversation. Christian, what do you expect from this experience at the Bergamo Film Meeting? Because your film is going to screen next week, so it's now, let's say.
Yeah, well, I'm very happy because, wow, Italy, it's a country that gave us a lot in cinema history, right?
Yes.
So to have this opportunity to be there with Italian talents with me, I feel very flattered with this opportunity, and I'm very curious to meet the Italian audience, especially because the film is the bigger part of the film is spoken in Italia.
Yes.
It's a Brazilian language that is recognized as a Brazilian language because it is a mix of the Portuguese with the Italian languages that came with the immigrants in the 19th century when they came to colonize Brazil, right? So the people from that region, the northern region of Italy, we understand a lot what they're speaking, you know. But the people from Rome, for example, sometimes yeah. have a difficulty to understand everything. But it's something that I'm very curious to see how they will receive it, because it's their culture alive, you know. It's alive in the north of Brazil, but also in other, I mean, in the south of Brazil, in this southern state, but also in other states in Brazil, like Santa Catarina, Paraná, and São Paulo. There is also an association that preserved the Talha. Mm-hmm. And so it will be a great moment to be together and to be with the people that are still living this culture nowadays.
Thank you so much, Christian. So good luck for Até Que a Música Apare, Until Music is Over, in the exhibition competition at the 42nd Bergamo Film Meeting. Thank you so much for being with us. Good luck also for the Italian film release on March 28th.
Thank you so much. And for the Italian title, Fino alla fine della musica, right? How do you say in Italian?
Brava, fino alla fine della musica, exactly.
Perfect. I invite you all to watch it. Thanks.
And we've been talking to Christian Oliveira, director of Até Que a Música Pare, Until Music is Over, screening in the exhibition competition at the Bergamo Film Meeting, the 42nd edition. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred, 24/7 on Fred FM and smartphone app.